Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I don't want to miss Giving Tuesday, because if there was ever a time where we've got to focus on not-for-profits and charities that are doing good work here in Central Virginia, trying to help people who find themselves in a tough spot, I think it's now. And today, I want to welcome some folks from Crossover Healthcare Ministries. Julie Bilodeau, who is the CEO, and Helen Nunley, who is a nurse with Crossover Healthcare Ministries, are both with us this morning. Welcome, ladies. I'm glad to have you here. Tell me about your operation and who you help and how long you've been around.
Oh, thanks. So Crossover was founded in 1983, so we've been around a number of years. And so we are a healthcare ministry. So we operate two health centers here in Richmond. We operate one health center in Western Henrico, just across the street from Regency Square. And we offer a health center down on Cowarden Avenue, south side in the Manchester part of Richmond. And so what we do is we provide medical care and important health care services like medical care, dentistry, mental health counseling, vision care, and we have a licensed pharmacy, and we are open to folks who are uninsured and are low income, and also folks who have Medicaid. We started participating with Medicaid when Medicaid expanded a year ago.
That's a pretty broad list of services. How many people do you think you serve every 6 months or every year?
So last year, we served over 6,000 unique patients. So we have a pretty large operation. It's busy around here. And so we serve over 6,000 patients and provide almost 50,000 health encounters to our patients every
wow.
year.
I'm guessing that's not cheap to do.
Our budget is just under $4 million, and almost all of that comes from the community. So we have a lot to do, and, you know, we're very grateful to the Richmond community. And, you know, the other thing we do and other charitable clinics do, I think that's pretty unique, is we have hundreds of volunteers who come in and volunteer at Crossover. We have over 100, you know, physicians or nurse practitioners, dentists, you know, clinicians who come in and see patients. And then we also have nurses like Helen who come in. And then we have front office folks. We have interpreters. It's a really wonderful tapestry of people that come together to help people who have difficulty accessing healthcare, because we think healthcare is so important.
Well, there's no doubt that it is. And I suspect that a lot of folks who've been thrown off of their normal routine or maybe have lost their health coverage in the last few weeks are looking for solutions going forward. Helen, I don't want to leave you out of this conversation, since you're on the front lines seeing patients on a regular basis. What's the last month been like for you?
Well, I was in there on Friday, and I'm so impressed with what Crossover is doing. They really are trying to flatten the curve. We're doing a lot of telemedicine. So when I went in, the medical director, a resident, a nurse practitioner, and another nurse, they were all on phone lines talking through cases with patients, you know, trying to treat over the phone as much as possible. And then we do have a hospital discharge program. So those patients did come into the clinic, and we were able to see those patients who don't get enough medicine when they're discharged from the hospital. So we evaluate them and put them on a regular treatment program. But it was busy, and I was just really impressed how we've converted from seeing patients coming in face to face to transforming to telemedicine in such a short time.
Yeah, well, that's a dramatic change. That's pretty important to try to keep healthcare workers and other patients safe during this situation. Is there any common link between the people who you see on a regular basis? I mean, I just looking at your website, it looks like a pretty broad group of people. It's not just one category of individual that you can't stereotype who might need this type of assistance in this part of the state.
You know, it we see a really diverse group of patients. Many of our patients are employed. They're employed at low-wage jobs. Mm-hmm. And, of course, a lot of our patients are now becoming unemployed, and their situation is harder today than it was a month ago. And so, but we work with people from all walks of life. And now we'll see people who are newly unemployed, who honestly thought they would never go to a charitable clinic for health care, but we're the best option for them. And, you know, one of the links is most of our patients have a chronic disease. Hmm. You know, amongst people who have lower resources, chronic diseases like hypertension and diabetes tend to be more prevalent. Yeah. So much of what we do is working with folks who have chronic diseases, who have diabetes, hypertension, asthma, those types of diseases that require many visits over a long period of time and medications to manage those diseases. And also a lot of our patients have some mental health issues related to anxiety or depression. And, you know, it especially a crisis like this kind of exacerbates some of those conditions. So we're working with them and touching base over the phone, checking on them to make sure they're okay.
Yeah, I feel like the next few months you may see a surge of people. Talk about flattening the curve with the virus. You're going to have a real curve that arrives at your door. So what can our audience do to be supportive of you? Helen mentioned some of the volunteers. I'm assuming that there's some financial needs. Where can we go? What can we do to be supportive of Crossover Healthcare Ministry?
Thank you. You know, we've learned to be really flexible during this period of time. And one of the things we did was, you know, one of our biggest fundraisers of the year, which is our Spring into Action Breakfast, was scheduled last week. And so we went to an online event, and it was very well received. But the videos from our online event are posted on our website. So if anyone would like to go and watch those videos, they're really short. There are three videos, and they're all 3 to 4 minutes. And one is a patient story, and one is a clinician who volunteers. And it really highlights the work we do. And there is a donate button on our website, as you might expect. So there is the opportunity to go online and give. We certainly are looking for volunteers. I really believe that anyone who feels like they'd like to participate at a place like Crossover, there's a role for them. And, you know, I really believe when we get out of our social isolation and some of this is passed, I think, you know, we know we're going to be looking at higher unemployment rates. And so many, many folks will need help from a place like Crossover that had health insurance before and didn't Right. need us or are now eligible for Medicaid. So it really will be kind of an all hands on deck to volunteer to do everything from help people enroll in Medicaid, to help people learn more about the food banks and the places we can send them, to, you know, just welcoming people at the front desk, scheduling appointments, scheduling mammograms. There are lots of opportunities to participate financially or in person through volunteering.
Julie Bilodeau is the CEO of Crossover Healthcare Ministries, and Helen Nunley, who works on the front lines as a nurse with Crossover. I really appreciate you coming on. We're trying to spend some time every day during this crisis focusing on groups that do offer this type of care, who are established, that we can verify the work that they're doing. And if you are feeling, and I'm sure everybody has anxiety about the future, but if you're feeling like you are stable financially and otherwise, and you're able to offer some assistance to groups like Crossover, this might be that moment that you feel confident that you can give a donation. Let me give you the web address. It's crossoverministry.org. crossoverministry.org. You'll see the information that Julie and Helen just talked about, the request for volunteers and the ability to donate on that website. Really appreciate both of you being here. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
You for the opportunity.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.